Alrighty there, everybody. Welcome to another episode of The Hidden Window. For those of you keeping score at home, episode number 7. On this, the 80th anniversary of the Great Escape. Yes, March 24th, 1944. Some of you probably watched a movie with Steve McQueen, The Great Escape. Remember, he's on that motorcycle jumping over the fence. Really cool scene. Based on an actual event, The Great Escape happened this day, 80 years ago, when 76 Allied prisoners of war tunneled their way under a German prison camp. Not a small feat. Some got away, most did not. 50 were captured, and they were executed by the Germans. So this show is a memory to those 76 brave men. Hope you all had a good week, Bob. Hope things are going good for you in the bunker out there. And by the way, the show is, have a listen to it, because I know you boys in the bunker dabble with this stuff. So give it a listen to. Let's start off, as we always do, with some light-hearted news. All right. Those of you out there maybe looking for a job, changing your career, give this one a close listen to. Maybe it's up your alley. I don't know. We'll find out. So if you're self-motivated, if you're empathetic, if you have a relative wide range of skills, if you can look after a small building, if you can run a gift shop, which is probably the same small building, and you can sort post. This job may be for you. Sort post. Post, I mean mail. Yes, because this job requires you to be work at a mail station, a post office. It's a post office job. Where, may you ask? Port Lochnoy. Port Lochnoy is the southernmost post office in the world, located in, wait for it, yes, Antarctica. To those of you who just love Antarctica, can't get enough Antarctica, this job may be for you, because honestly, how are you ever going to reach Antarctica? You can join a research team, which is a few of those. You can go on a cruise, which is really expensive, or you can get the one and only post office job. And yes, they're taking applications for the November to March 2025 season. So like I say, you have to be able to look after a small building, which you're going to live in, and you'll have a lot of guests. You'll have 1,500 guests year-round. They will be the Gentoo penguins. Other than that, you're on your own. You don't have to worry about plumbing, though, in this building, because guess what? There's no running water on this island. There's none. So you ask, well, no running water, which makes your job easy. You don't have to get any plumbing skills for the building. That's a positive. But the negative is, well, you need water. How are you going to get it? You're going to have to wait for cruise ships to come by, and then you have to fill up cans, jerry cans of water. That's how you get your water. So they say that that's a drawback. So showers, probably about once every 3 weeks. That is going to be about it. But, you know, you're down there in Antarctica all that time. If you want to do it, and guess what? A lot of people are. The applications are through the roof. How many people are applying for this job? So if you want to, the Port Lochnoy post office job is open. They're taking applications now. Good luck with it. I hope one of you get in. If you do, shoot us a line, send us a postcard, let us know how it's going down. We're in Port Lochnoy, Antarctica.
There was a turtle by the name of Bert, and Bert the turtle was very alert. When danger threatened him, he never got hurt. He knew just what to do. He ducked and covered, ducked and covered.
All right, thank you there, Bert. So, Bob, I told you, I know you and the boys dabble with these psychotropic drugs. I know you do. You do studies, you do remote viewing. You guys, I know you guys do this stuff. All right, so we're going to talk today something known as DMT. And what is DMT? I never heard of it. DMT is dimethyltryptamine. Tryptamine, well, tryptamines in general, are found naturally in nature. Your body actually produces them in small quantities. They're found in fungi, mushrooms, which some of you kind of know where I'm going now with this, and a wide variety of plants. So DMT has been used for centuries. You'll remember seeing the old movies, the Indians, they would go smoke them peace pipe. Here they would take something and talk to their spirit god. Well, now we're getting in the range of DMT. So they were able to synthesize, as these drugs or us crowds always do. They take DMT and they break it down and they use it commonly. So bizarre, but like I say, the Drugs R Us crowd is always wants more and more, and that's what they found. DMT is one of their go-to drugs, for lack of better words. Well, the University of New Mexico did a study on them. Yes, the same University of New Mexico who just lost in the NCC March Madness. I had them going to the Sweet 16, so they're out. So I'm not really big on you guys right now at the University of New Mexico. So just let it be known. Well, they got 60 volunteers, and they gave them 400 doses of DMT. So where am I going with this? 50% of the people who were in this study, and they reviewed them independently, all right? So they were all in one room, all one person said one thing, and let's all get along to get along. That didn't happen. 60 subjects, they reported what happened when they were under the influence of this DMT. Well, 50% of them reported seeing these entities. And they described these entities as being very similar, as being very diminutive in size, like an elf. And they got a nickname after a while. They call them machine elves or clockwork elves. Though these people reported seeing these creatures, and then when they reported seeing them, it wasn't like they were dreaming and they were hallucinating. They felt it was that reality was more real than our reality. They felt as though they went into their world. All right, so it gets weirder and weirder. Now, when they saw these clockwork elves, they reported that they felt like they were guides helping them. At first, they were shocked that these elves saw them in their realm. They were surprised that they were like, how did you get here? Once they were there, they felt, oh, there were helper guides. There were spirit guides, as they called them, going through the realm. That's what they reported initially. Now, it gets really strange and gets weirder quick. Those who were taking larger and larger doses, who were under the influence of this DMT for a longer period of time, reported that these elves, who were initially seen as helpful, seen as maybe even kind, became menacing. Actually, they reported they became evil, and these people became scared of these things. So, remember, no, it comes to mind the movie Gremlins. Remember Gremlins? There were these little furry, cute little creatures, and then they stayed that way until you fed them after midnight and gave them water. Then they became these maniac gremlins like the movie had. So I'm thinking, is there something to this? That's what fascinates me about the story. You have DMT and you have people independently reporting something that they're all seeing. When I see something like that, I start thinking, there's truth behind this. You can't have all these people doing something and report the same thing independently. Well, like I was saying, the Drugs R Us crowd, and Bob, I know you guys there in Langley, and they mess with this stuff. They do remote viewing studies. Well, with this crowd, more and more and bigger is what they're looking for. So DMT wasn't enough. They came up with something known as AMT, which is alpha methyltryptamine, which is infinitely more potent than DMT. So when these folks went under the DMT, that's when it got really bizarre. So when they wander under these deep dives, as they call them, when they were under these hallucinogens for 30 plus hours, almost all of them reported seeing these elves, these clockwork elves, as they call them. And again, what they found out initially wasn't so bad. They felt as though they were in that world as much as you and I are in ours. But as you stayed and you didn't leave, they did not like it. They became very menacing. These people became fearful of their lives. So you think that story would be enough for those who survived it? There's not enough. So we have the solar eclipse coming up in what? April 8th in about maybe 2-3 weeks. Well, this Drugs R Us crowd, they call themselves psychonauts. Yes, psychonauts. So you go on, they have websites. They go on to talk about their experience with these things, how to take them. It's bizarre. I'm really weird. They're not astronauts, they're psychonauts. Well, they want to use the solar eclipse on April 8th as a way to take the deep dive with this AMT. And for what I was reading, when they combined what they would want to call spirituality with these drugs, the two do not blend well at all. These creatures are not, they're not figments of your imagination. You want to go into their realm, they may come back with you. These are not, well, let's just call off what they are. These are probably demons. Okay, you go into their realm, you're messing with the demonic. And I believe that's what these people have done and are going to do. And if any of them hear it, I would strongly advise against it. We don't need any more gremlins. So listen, after a solar eclipse, like to have you around. These drugs are incredibly dangerous. Why these people want to do them is beyond me. But there you go. I find that fascinating that people take these things and report seeing these creatures. There's something to it, folks. There has to be something to it. Bizarre, isn't it? That's what kind of caught my attention. Just the whole weirdness of it. All right, as we do with every show, I kind of end on one of my kind of ramblings, one of my rants. You know, I've had a few, and they, you know, like exclamation points. I hear a lot about that. But today we're going to talk about misophonia. Misophonia. So what is that, you may ask? That is a reaction, often a visceral reaction, to certain sounds. What do I mean by that? People who crack gum, for instance. You ever hear people crack gum? Sometimes that drives people out of their minds. And it's like, okay, chalk on a board. That is misophonia. You are misophonic to that chalkboard, which a lot of people are. So misophonia. What is my reaction, you may ask? Well, whispering. Whispering drives me out of my mind. It bothers me to no end. So I'm not alone. You have three people in a room and two start whispering. What's the first thing you're going to say? What are you talking about over there about me? What are you saying? Right? Am I wrong? No, I'm right. Right? Aren't I? Sure I am. All right. Because whispering arouses suspicion in people. It just does. Well, guess what? I've been vindicated. There is more to it. I looked at the Journal of Otolaryngology. Yes, otolaryngology. There's a good $10 word for you. Or most people call them ear, nose, and throat doctors. Well, they looked at whispering, and they found out it's more damaging to your larynx or your windpipes than shouting. So if you whisper and you're attempting to whisper and talk in a low voice, you are actually damaging your windpipes. So there you go. Not only are you damaging your windpipes, you're driving me out of my mind. It's whispering. I don't know. It could be one person in the room whispering. Why they would do that, I don't know. But I hear it. I can hear a whisper louder than a firecracker going off. It drives me out of my mind. So stop it. All right? It's not good for me. Guess what? It's not good for you. It's damaging your larynx. So hopefully if enough people hear it, we can end whispering once and for all. And I'd be happy with that. All right, everybody. Have a good week, Bob. Hope you and the boys in the bunker stayed a hell away from this DMT stuff. All right, I'll talk to you.